The reading of God's word from the prophet Isaiah, the 64th chapter. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would tremble before you as when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil. Come down. Come down to make your name known to your enemies. Come down to cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things we did not expect, you came down, and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, a God who acts on behalf of those who set their hope upon Him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right, to the help of those who remember your ways. But when we continued to sin against them, you were angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf. And like the wind, our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name. No one strives to lay hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and made us waste away because of our sins. And yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the works of your hand. So do not be angry beyond measure, O Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. O look upon us, we pray, for we are all your people. May God add his blessings to this, the reading of his word. When you came to worship this morning, what were you expecting? Well, if you had paid any attention to what was listed in the bulletin the last several weeks, or if by chance you noticed the e-newsletter from this past week, then you were expecting to participate in a hanging of the green, a time when we reflect upon the symbolism of the season and all that these decorations signify. When you came to worship this morning, were you expecting to experience the presence of God? Unfortunately, we live in a day when people sometimes are oblivious to the presence of God because of how, on too many occasions, we think that we only need to claim the presence of God when we find ourselves in situations where we cannot fend for ourselves. Otherwise, our assumption is that we do pretty well on our own. I remember the story of a pastor who was at yet another Christmas party. It is that season of the year, and I look forward to being at a number of your parties. On this occasion, the pastor had gone into a home where a group had gathered, and he noticed this beautiful manger scene, and he was admiring it intently. The hostess saw the pastor, realized that the pastor had detected that there were all of the characters that are supposed to be in a manger scene except for the baby Jesus. And the hostess explained, well, we picked up this manger scene years ago when we were at Oberammergau at the Passion Play. Many of you have been there. And it has come to mean so much to our family, but somewhere along the way, we lost the baby Jesus, and we just haven't gotten around to replacing him. And truth be told, The scene is so beautiful, we haven't really missed him. Now, if you come up and look at the manger scene today, you'll notice that there's no Mary or Joseph or baby Jesus. I've been told on good word that Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus are in transit to Mountain Brook. From Nazareth or Bethlehem or wherever Amazon can locate them. But in the course of life, is it not the case that too many times we do not even ponder the presence of God until we find ourselves in a place where we are in over our heads and incapable of addressing the challenges that have come before us in our own power? That is where God's people were when the prophet Isaiah offered this message that is before us this morning. God's people who had been in exile for 70 years, three generations, had seen God's redemption. They had been released from their bondage. They were now back in Jerusalem, but the Jerusalem to which they had returned was nothing. Nothing what they had either remembered, if they were old enough to have remembered Jerusalem, nothing like they had remembered or nothing like they had been told that it was. The place was in shambles. It was a wreck. The temple had been destroyed. There was nothing there. The people looked at the challenges that were before them, and they wondered, did God send us back to experience this? Where is God in all of these ruins? Is God still among us? Do we have a future? Is there any hope? This morning, some of you can resonate with the heart cry of the people of Judah, the returning exiles who had come back to Jerusalem to find their life in ruins. There are some of you here who over the past several weeks have seen your hopes crushed and your dreams dashed. A botched relationship. A missed opportunity, a thoughtless word that you uttered or a deed that you committed. It has come back to haunt you, to burden you, to weigh you down. And you're here this morning in the midst of all of this beautiful scenery, wondering to yourself, well, this is all nice. My heart is in ruins. Does God care? Is God present? Do I have any sense of hope? The good news of Christmas, the good news for which we wait, is the good news that Isaiah proclaimed to his people. God is very present. Because God is present, there is always hope. Because the God whom we worship and serve is a God who does not remember our sins. He acts on behalf of those who wait for Him. God acts on behalf of those who set their hopes upon Him. This morning on this first Sunday of Advent, you can know that God is very near. And that when you open your heart to the presence of God, God will come in and restore your life and redeem your ruins and save you from your sins just through His presence. makes all the difference in the world. Do you remember the name Jessica McClure? Many of you will remember that name. You will remember Jessica's story. Baby Jessica. Do you remember the name Baby Jessica? Some years ago, she was 18 months old. Her mother had taken baby Jessica and her siblings to visit an aunt, Midland, Texas. Well, in Midland, Texas, there are oil wells everywhere. People have them in their backyards. Jessica's aunt had such a well in her backyard. Normally, you would think, an oil well in my backyard? On this occasion, however, that well became a dungeon as baby Jessica, 18 months, fell in it. And for 4 days, you'll remember, many of you will remember, over 400 rescuers descended upon the town, the city of Midland, Texas, to think of ways to get that little 18-month child out of that dungeon. Finally, someone with some spiritual sense, knowing that even though an 18-month-old could not articulate her fears, someone with some spiritual sense knew that there had to be someone sent into that dungeon to be present with the child so that even at 18 months of age, she could know that she was not alone until they could find a way to rescue her. That's exactly what they did. And someone went in to be with baby Jessica. It was over 30 years ago. Jessica McClure is now a young woman in her early 30s. She's married. She has 2 children of her own. And she still, to this day, answers to the name Baby Jessica. She'll always be Baby Jessica. And she proudly answers to that name because she'll tell anyone who will listen, my life is a miracle. It is a gift from God. And even though I couldn't understand it at the time, when someone came to be with me, I knew, even at 18 months of age, I knew that there was still hope. And that word is what we come to celebrate this morning on this first Sunday of Advent. You may feel all alone. You may feel as if you are living in a dark dungeon. Your world may have collapsed around you. It may seem as if everything in your life is total ruins. But the good news of the gospel is that God has come down through time and space, past countless galaxies, from the farthest part of what we can conceive in a way that we cannot fully wrap our minds around, God has come down to be with us in a tiny town called Bethlehem to a lowly couple in a humble manger. Through the baby Jesus, God has come down to lighten our darkness, to affirm our humanity, to save us from our sins. And because God has come down to be with us, if you open your heart, there will always be hope. Because God has come down, hope springs eternal. And there is nothing or no one who ever has to be lost.